Hey, Mighty Warrior, Dr. Joe here. Before we get started today, I want to ask you to do me a quick favor. Hit that subscribe button and give this podcast a share on social media so we can help even more men win at what matters and even frustrates them the most about being godly husbands, fathers, and spiritual leaders in their home. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening today. And now onto the podcast. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are faithful, not foolish. Now let me say that again. I said real men are faithful, not foolish. On the Real Men Connect Check-In this week, I have to ask you a very tough question. Now, it may even offend you a little bit, but please don't take offense. Just hear me out. Now, here's the question. What kind of fool are you? Ouch. Now, see, the truth of the matter is, if you're a living, breathing man, which you are, you've been a fool. Now, I've been a fool. We've all been a fool. The real question is, what kind of fool have we been? Now, after I explain to you why I'm asking you this and why we should be asking ourselves this constantly, you'll see why we shouldn't be offended by the question, but rather enlightened by it. Now, back in episode 184, I had the pleasure of interviewing Mitch Cruz, who's the author of Street Smarts from Proverbs. And in Mitch's book, he mentions the different types of fools. He said that there were five types of fools, and I had a chance to discuss them with him. But this week on the Real Men Check-In, I wanted to dive into this topic a little deeper than I did on the show with Mitch. Because what I realized after reading Mitch's book is that our foolishness as men often keeps us from walking in faithfulness as men. And you'll see what I mean in just a minute. Now, the book of Proverbs has several verses that talks about man and his foolishness. You have Proverbs 1:7 that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Proverbs 18:2 says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." Proverbs 18:6 says, "A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating." Now, I love that one. In Proverbs 28:26, "Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered." And the scriptures go on and on. Now, the reason I asked you in the beginning of this segment, what kind of fool are you, is because I've had to confront and address my own foolishness, and I've been walking with the Lord for 21 years. Now, yes, it's embarrassing as well as enlightening when you humbly come face to face with your own stubbornness, self-deception, pride, and insecurities as a man. But I also realize that if I don't confess it, God won't address it, and he'll let me wallow in it until I'm ready to deal with it. How about you? So the question is, are you ready to deal with it, at least for this week? Now, Mitch says that when it comes to wisdom, there are five stages of foolishness in the heart of man. The question isn't whether or not we're guilty of this, but how guilty? But if you can get past the label and look for the lesson, I promise you, what I'm about to share with you will bless you as you confess it to God in spirit and in truth. So let's start with the first stage. The first stage is the simple fool. The simple fool is simply the man who doesn't know any better. You know, Proverbs 14:15 says, "The simple believes everything, but the sensible man gives thought to his steps." See, the simple fool is basically the man who acts without thinking because he doesn't know any better. He's naive. Now, how do you know if you've been a simple fool? Just ask yourself, when was the last time you were gullible? Made a naive decision? Made a simple mistake because you weren't thinking? Now, don't beat yourself up too much about this, because King David, who was a man after God's own heart, and Joseph, who rose to leadership in Egypt, both were guilty of being simple fools. David, when he turned into a peeping Tom with Bathsheba, and Joseph, when he bragged to his brothers about his dream and how they would one day bow down to him. Now, I find myself being the simple fool usually when it comes to business and in ministry, because I'm from the old school and I take people at their word. And I believe people will do what they say they're going to do, because I actually believe a handshake is more binding than a contract. Just call me a simple fool. Now, next we have the stupid fool. Now, before you get defensive, let me start by confessing, I'm usually in this phase more than I like to be. See, whereas the simple fool doesn't know any better and is naive, the stupid fool should know better, but he doesn't always do better. In other words, he repeats the same mistake over and over again. Proverbs 26:11 doesn't sugarcoat this when it comes to the stupid fool. It says, like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Ouch. Man, a great example when I was being a stupid fool is when I first started watching porn. I was a born-again Christian and I should have known better and learned from other people's mistakes and their experience. But I didn't. And I repeatedly made the same mistakes that many men make, and ultimately I allowed my stupid foolishness to destroy my marriage and almost destroy my life. Now, if you don't think the stupid fool is you, just ask yourself these questions. What mistakes do you tend to repeat over and over again? What fantasies do you seem to chase and you know they will eventually lead to a dead end? What things do you do to abuse your time, talents, and treasures? Now, don't beat yourself up over it. You're in good company because even Peter denied Christ 3 times. Now, the third stage of foolishness is the stubborn fool. Now we get into scary territory because this is the man who doesn't struggle with not knowing better or should know better. No, he thinks he knows better than everyone else. He's always right in his own eyes and you can't tell him anything. He's quick to anger and he's quick to argue. Proverbs tells us in 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. But not the stubborn fool, because you can't tell him anything. Now, is this you? Well, then just ask yourself these questions. Do you always have to be right? Do you resist advice? Do you hate being corrected? Do you have frequent outbursts of anger? Are you slow to ask for forgiveness? Now, a great example of a stubborn fool in the Bible is King Saul. Now, he was surrounded by wise counsel, but he refused to listen to any of them. Now, here's the fourth stage of foolishness, and it's the scorning fool. Now, this dude is smart. He knows better, but he refuses to do better. Now, let me say that again. He knows better, but he refuses to do better. See, he rebels against God knowingly. He allows his foolishness to kill his relationships because he refuses to humble himself. He knows what he's doing is wrong, but he refuses to stop because he gets pleasure from doing what he's doing. See, there's one thing to be a stupid fool and start watching porn, but it's another thing when you realize how wrong it is, like I did, and refuse to stop doing it, no matter who you hurt or what it cost you. Now, although I hate to admit it, that was me. I started with porn, but I didn't stop until I was knee deep in adultery. Proverbs 21:24 says it this way. The scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. Now, here's a way to tell if you've been a scorning fool. Do you know in God's eyes what you're doing is wrong, but you're determined to do it anyway? Do you do what you want regardless of the consequences? Do your actions cause dissension and tension in your relationships, but you refuse to change your behavior? This is scary ground for a Christian, because when we cross that line, then we're deliberately abusing God's grace and His mercy. And the fifth and final stage of foolishness is the one we should all avoid at all costs, and it's the secular fool, or what Mitch Cruz likes to call the godless fool. This is the fool who thinks he knows better than God because he doesn't even believe there is a God. He determines what's better or best, not God. Now, to say that this man is lost and deceived is an understatement. This is a blatant hardening of the heart. This is Pharaoh, who refused to let God's people go even after Moses warned him several times. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And Proverbs 30:32 says, if you've been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have plotted evil, put your hand over your mouth. Now, obviously, the secular fool needs more than just scriptures from Proverbs. He needs intercessory prayer because he doesn't even believe the word of God. But the scary part is, even us as believers, we can occasionally slip into the role of the secular fool. Now, if you don't believe me, just ask yourself, are there any areas in your life where you think you know better than God does? Maybe when it comes to your finances. Is there any area of your life where you refuse to seek God's heart or His word by the way of your thoughts, choices, or feelings? Do you find yourself living parts of your life on autopilot apart from God? Now, whether we're the simple, stupid, stubborn, scornful, or even a secular fool, we all need to check ourselves regularly and then repent and then renew our minds through the word of God. Because remember, real men are faithful. They're not foolish. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know, I love reading podcast reviews that people leave us on iTunes and Stitcher and all those other places. And I just pick them randomly, but I want to share this one with you because it really blessed my heart. This came from Alfred, I guess it's Alfred Junior One. That's his tagline or title. But Alfred writes, definitely a podcast for real men. Through this podcast, men can learn how to better express their feelings, be connected to other men who have overcome various issues, and better position themselves to experience the blessings that God has for men. Well, thank you, Alfred Jr. One, for leaving that review. I really appreciate that. And guys, I appreciate anything that you guys send in to tell us how much you enjoy the podcast and how much it's blessing your life. This truly is a blessing to me. And you guys know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.